Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. Yesterday, in case you missed it, we had a real cowboy on the air.
We did.
A real cowboy.
Local boy who's got a TV show. It's on Paramount, right?
No, it's on Peacock.
Peacock, but it's also on USA Today.
And Bravo.
And Bravo. I'm like...
And E, too, he said.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, but poor Rocket. You know, I may or may not have binged all 10 episodes yesterday of the new McBee show on Peacock. And then Rocket was like, I want to watch it, but he doesn't have that. And so he not only has to watch one episode a week, he had commercials.
Oh,
I mean, you were just
buddy.
Doing it all wrong this morning.
It's like, I was like, I felt so bad. Like, Tracy was like, oh, man, I don't know if I can hang around you anymore. Let's talk about the show. The name of the show is?
I don't even have it in front of me. What is it? The McBee Dynasty. Real American Cowboys?
We're cowboys in every sense of the word.
Yes! Run!
It may look fun.
Watch yourself!
But it's chaos.
I'm Steve McBee. I've spent the majority of my life building this farm and ranch, acre by acre. One of the boys is going to have to take over the farm. I'm just not sure who that's going to be.
This family in the drama.
Right now, we're $50 million in debt.
We have so many enemies in this community.
It's like the whole world's against you.
I think I'm speaking for all of us when I say we'd rather die than watch this place go down.
Amen.
You know, you hear people talk about it, right? Like you talk about, hey, the farm and the ranch. But when you see it on TV and you realize how big this place really is.
It's gorgeous.
How many employees they really have. He does really fly the helicopter. It's like, it got me the first, I'd say, 30 minutes. I mean, 30 seconds, it captured my attention.
It's very beautiful as far as just the shots of the ranch and a lot of the things they do. They travel a lot in the series, the first season. You get to know a lot about, because there's the dad and four boys. Mm-hmm. The youngest one, he's not featured as much. I guess he didn't want to be a part of it as much. But you get to see all of their relationships. And guess who has the most drama? The dad.
Yeah.
Classic.
Not Stephen McBee Jr., but Steve McBee. So much drama.
It was really nice of Stephen to stop by yesterday. He was on his way to New York. Did you talk to him after he left the show?
I did. I talked to him at the end of the day. I was like, so I may or may not have watched all 10 episodes. I'm completely invested in all of your relationships and I need to know more. Okay, bye. And then he responded and just laughed. And he said that they were him and his dad, I think, and one of his brothers were in a hotel room. They must be doing a lot of press.
Yeah. And you said that when it goes on, we're not giving away really anything, but it's like it covers Kansas City.
Yeah, you see a lot of really beautiful shots of Kansas City. They spend time at Chicken and Pickle. You're hanging. I kept looking for you. I was like, I'm pretty sure Rocket lives there. I don't know where he is.
I'm surprised I'm not in the background somewhere.
That would have been hilarious.
I'm sure you
Seriously.
Are. Yeah. They showed an outside of something and you're inside. There's no way.
You were probably in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just weird because, you know, the family's got so many other things besides just the farm.
Yeah, you know, and Steven has talked to us about his, like, he's got the beef jerky business and we know about the car. The car wash is very prominent in this series, but they have a lot of side businesses that I was not aware of at all until I watched the series.
It's just weird to see it all, you know, go together because, you know, I grew up that way in Texas,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't do anything. I still can't do anything, but it's weird to watch it because it is such a big business, amazing business, and that's all they do. They show their local parts. When his girlfriend came in and they went through the town, and I think they have a gas station and a Chick-fil-A.
She talks about that because Calla is Steven's girlfriend and she's from Texas,
right.
And she comes in a lot and she talks about how it's an adjustment and she's not sure if she could live there full time because there's not a lot to do. And I just think, girl, I could, oh my gosh, like drop me off. And if no one ever talked to me for the rest of my life, I'd be in heaven. That place is so beautiful. I could just sit on that porch and just rock in a little chair and enjoy my life.
See, I could totally see you doing that.
Yes.
But it's not for everybody. It's a weird world. That's why, like, I remember growing up and I get up early every day my whole life. I had that. Steven's up every day at the same time you and I are, Teresa.
He is. You can definitely tell there's something about him. I think he's the one. I don't know the other one's college, but I know that like Steven does, what do you call it, an MBA? Like he's a business major. He's just got a lot going on. You can tell he's up at 4 a.m. and he's just got a lot of drive.
So if you get a chance, look, this is locally, watch it. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Think about Missouri and the farmland. It's a beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many great things to watch. And we even talked to Steven that eventually we would like to do a live show.
That'd be
from
cool.
the ranch.
Yeah, so this is the first 10 episodes, and I'm really hoping it gets picked up. I don't see why it wouldn't, because I thought it was very interesting. And yeah, that'd be great. Maybe like season two, we can go out there and like have a premiere party or something. That's another thing he said yesterday when I talked to him at the end of the day. He's like, I think he commented on our Facebook or something that we posted, and he's like, we definitely need to make that live show happen. I'm like, okay, put me on a horse, I'm there.
Would you get
put
up
me on a horse?
Would you get in the helicopter?
Oh, I would do all of it. I'd ride the helicopter. I know how to drive a tractor. I used to mow my dad's field. Put me on a horse. I'll ride a buffalo. I don't care.
It's so true about it. There's really nothing out there. When you live on a farm or a ranch, you're pretty much away from everybody.
Yeah.
I couldn't live that way. I've got to have my Trezza when walking distance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, could. I think that he has a good balance, though. I mean, he's within driving distance of KC. You know, I think it's a good way to be. He can kind of keep to himself, get his work done on the farm, and then just, boom, pop over.
They talk about it, too, in the series. I think some of them, a couple of them at least, have homes that are closer here to the metro. Like, you get to meet all their girlfriends, and one of them, I believe his girlfriend actually works in Kansas City, so they kind of compromise and live halfway between. They're really not that far out of the metro.
A great show. Once again, you can find it on different platforms.
Peacock is where you can stream all 10 episodes right now, but then it will air weekly on USA Today, and he said Bravo, right?
Yeah, Bravo. Yeah. It'll come on right after Below Deck.
Yeah.
The new Below Deck. So
pretty great lead-in.
I mean, seriously, they must really think this show has a lot of potential.
I hope so.
And now that I've watched it, I'm going to say it does. It really does.
Well, and you know how when you first open up an app on your TV and it goes right to whatever show they're like really pushing?
Yeah.
All day yesterday, every time I logged into Peacock, it was boom, right there in my face.
Awesome.
All about the McBee family. I loved it.
So much success to the family.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first break of the morning and we'll come back with Tabloid.
We're going to call it local couple. What Travis and Taylor were doing after the Oscars.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Tuesday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So apparently my OCD is already irritating Tara, right?
No, Teresa? It's not irritating me. It's just you always are obsessed with a thing. And I was saying I never realize it as it's happening. When we bring something up to you that's going to become your obsession.
Oh, Teresa knows.
It's always too late once I figure it out.
Right. And by that, we mean that you as a listener and us in this room, you're going to hear Rocket talking about something for about a week or so. And so now his obsession is the new McBee dynasty, the Real American Cowboy. It's their reality show that is on Peacock.
I want to go work on the farm for a day.
I want you to work for 5 minutes on the farm.
I couldn't make it 5 minutes.
That's why I suggested to him yesterday. I said, you know, we should come out and do a live show from the ranch, and we definitely should have to do things. Like,
that'd be fun.
Give us jobs, and you're going to laugh when you find out that I can actually do all of it, and Rocket can't do any of it.
Yeah, people are saying, where can they watch it? Because I have it on a different thing. I'm watching it on YouTube off of USA Network.
Yeah, if you want to watch all 10 episodes of the first season, you can stream them now on Peacock. And then weekly they air, I believe he said Monday night on USA. So last night was the first episode. That's mm-hmm. why you're able to stream that first episode. And then I'm not sure when it ends up on Bravo. We'll have to Google those
and
times.
And he said E as well. So
yes, he did say
we'll
E.
have to figure out those times.
Yeah.
Either way, it looks good. I think it'll be fun to watch our city being on TV.
Yeah. I like anything local. It's just super cool. And we refer to Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift as a local couple.
They are.
Anytime we talk about them, we're like, hey, local couple, Kansas City residents. Did you see that they actually attended the Oscars? The Oscar ceremony, a party afterwards. They went to Madonna's party. How rude of them to attend a party, though, where social media was not allowed. All
Seriously.
We want is one picture of Travis and Taylor. Just one pic.
Do you think we'll ever see a red carpet picture of those two?
I'm sure we will eventually someday.
Teresa said all we want is one picture.
That's something.
That's a gross understatement from my perspective. I want 1,000 pictures
of them. Well, especially because they were hanging out at a party where Jennifer Lawrence... Now, they all hop around, but Jennifer Lawrence was there, Lily Gladstone, Miles Teller, Nina Dobrev. She's friends with all those people. Hailey Bieber was there at one point.
I just like on my Instagram search page all the behind-the-scenes pictures of like... 5 celebrities you'd never expect to be together, just chatting at these after parties. Oh my gosh, just to be a fly on the wall, to be a guest at one of those parties, so cool.
Now that Travis is dating Taylor Swift, and I'm not bagging on anything, but Jason made fun of his brother that sometimes he wears clothes that are just way out there. When him and Taylor are on the red carpet, which eventually may happen,
sure,
will she control how he's dressed?
I don't think she'll control him.
Yeah, I think he's got his own stylist, and she's probably, that's one of the things she likes about him. We've seen him when he goes to like the ESPYs and stuff. He knows how to dress up and tone it down. I mean, yeah. He might have a little more flair than other tuxedos in the building, but he's not going to look like he does on a game day. You know, he knows how to go fancy.
Cool.
She likes that game day look.
Yeah, she does.
Rocket, all I'm saying is if you started dressing like that, might get a little Taylor action.
Nah.
No. Don't give him false hopes, Tara. Billie Eilish, she took home more than her Oscar award on Sunday night. Apparently, she ran into Flava Flav. He showed up at the awards ceremony, and at the Vanity Fair party, he gave Billie Eilish a Barbie-themed clock chain, like the one he always wears around his
neck.
That's
hilarious.
Yep, I guess he had one, and then he had an extra that was for Billie Eilish, and he gave it to her personally, and it's a hot pink, it has a diamond chain, and it was engraved with her name in that classic Mattel Barbie font.
Love it.
Super fun.
So I love them, obviously. I saw the picture of them laughing and holding these chains. But what I was thinking to myself was, does she know who Flava Flav is?
Nope.
Probably not at all.
Because, like, the reason I know Flava Flav is from Flava of Love. And that was way before her time. Yeah. So I wonder if she knows who he is.
I think he just recognizes the talent. And if you watch that performance, if you haven't seen it, watch it on YouTube. She nailed it. Absolutely. She's so talented.
Was anybody else a little worried that she wasn't going to turn around and she was going to have her back to the audience the entire time? Because when she first started singing, her back was to the audience, but she was facing the camera, and then the stage turned. But the whole time I was like, that's really weird. And it wouldn't surprise me if she actually kept her back to the audience the whole
time. Just feeling shy that day.
Jimmy Kimmel was doing interviews yesterday. Of course, he hosted the Oscars, and he broke down one of the biggest moments. I think the most talked about yesterday was I'm Just Ken and his performance. And everyone says that Ryan Gosling owned the Oscars. And then also John Cena and his, I mean, I guess kind of attractive naked body. And Jimmy Kimmel talked about how it, all the things that went into making that happen.
Getting this on the air, of all the times I've hosted the Oscars or the Emmys or anything, no comedy bit has ever received more scrutiny than this one. There were meetings and side meetings. There were emails. There were intense discussions about the size of the envelope, whether we needed to Velcro it to John's body. There was, and we had to fill his crack and have socks, and various testicalia was discussed.
Oh my God.
But I want to thank John for being such a good sport. I want to apologize for nearly killing our Department of Standards and Practices.
Yesterday, one of the headlines that kept floating around was proof that John Cena wasn't really naked. And then Tara and I saw the full picture of him unedited. Yes, he was. Yeah, he had a tiny bit of material over the important area, but that's it. I'm sorry, that is still naked.
He was wearing less than Tarzan wears, is all I'm saying.
Yes, he was. That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with 5 locations. LeanKitchenKC.bottle.com.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what is trending around Kansas City.
Well, of course, we got to talk about basketball as March Madness kicks off here today in Kansas City. And if you want to smell like Easter, I've got good news for you.
Good morning, Kansas City. Welcome all of you in town for the Big 12 tournament. Powered Light is going to be just fantastic. A great time to go out. Like I was talking yesterday about having a margarita on a patio. What's his name? The chef has a taco joint down there, Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never been there, it's just fun to imagine being outside. His food is fantastic. And having a margarita, welcome to Kansas City.
Yeah, so what's going on today is we have 13 seed Oklahoma State facing 12 seed UFC. That's at 11:30. In the second game, it's 11 seed Cincinnati taking on 14 seed West Virginia. And of course, all games are at T-Mobile. A poll, by the way, found that the average March Madness fan will dedicate 36 hours to it this year.
Wow.
That actually seems, to me, that doesn't seem like enough. That includes things like 3 hours filling out brackets, 13 hours watching games, and another 5 hours just watching highlights.
Yeah. Wow, that is dedication, commitment.
Yeah.
But think back in the day, before you had all your like CBS sports apps to do your brackets, people did those manually.
Yeah.
Trying to write them in and walking around with a highlighter. Now it's on your phone or right on your tablet.
Well, and, you know, as a lot of people, we have to put in a lot of thought because, you know, we do it the scientific way, like what's my favorite color jersey and which mascot is my favorite animal?
Yes.
That's how you decide. All right. So this is the weirdest story that was trending overnight. A 12-year-old boy reported missing over the weekend is okay and was discovered yesterday. You guys, he was in a Target store. He apparently had spent the night in the Target store.
Oh, what a dream.
His parents reported him missing, and then they found him in the Target store. No reports about, like, he wasn't harmed. No charges are expected. We're still waiting for more details. Like, did his parents just go home and not realize they had left him at Target and he spent the night? Did he, like, hide from them and say, hey, this will be fun. I'm going to spend the night in Target? I need to know more details about this story.
I would have so much fun if I was overnight in a Target.
I would too.
I play all the video games and toys.
And on the way there, he's like, you feel that? That bomb, bomb, bomb? It's where the heart is. And then he lost his shoes and he went to Target.
That's
to
Walmart,
get new
Tara.
Shoes. Yeah, but same dough.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
This is the 2024 version.
Get your white trash rom com straight.
Sorry.
Yesterday, Airbnb said that they are going to start banning the use of indoor security cameras in their listings globally, so homeowners will not be able to spy on you if you stay at one of their locations. Outdoor security cameras like doorbell cams, those will continue to be allowed, but hosts have to disclose them in the listing so that guests know where they are.
When you travel, maybe it's just me, do you ever feel like somebody's spying on you?
I always assume I'm on camera.
Same here.
Yeah. Hotels, everything. I'm like, there. It's probably right there in the air conditioning, but I don't know. And have you always wanted to smell like Easter? Because Peeps body spray is actually a thing. Apparently, you can buy, some people have spotted bottles on shelves at Five Below for $5 a piece. That was, couldn't figure that one out, did you? People are reselling them, though, on eBay and Poshmark for a lot more. They come in two different colors, pink and yellow. The yellow is marshmallow scented, and the pink is strawberry cream.
I don't know why it makes me go blah.
I'm seriously, I'm like the same way.
When she says Easter, I'm thinking like fresh air, tulips.
Flowers.
I'm thinking about boiled eggs.
Ew. Who wants to smell like boiled eggs, Rocket?
Or like vinegar from mixing the dye to color eggs. Yeah, Rocket, now we're talking.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Coming up next, your chance to multiply your winnings with the Kansas Lottery as we play trivia.
KMXV is Kansas City. We can feel the spring. We can feel the excitement. So many events happening in Kansas City. Once again, welcome to the Big 12. That starts today. But to go a lot of these events and hang out in Kansas City, it can get expensive. This is why we're going to give you a chance to win free money.
That's right. This is your chance to win $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets and become a finalist to multiply your winnings. That means one winner would get the chance to play for up to $1,000 cash. That's all thanks to Kansas Lottery's X Cash Blitz instant scratch ticket. And I think this is the last week we're doing this. We give you the chance during the hours of 7, 12, and 5. So to win that today, you just have to answer a trivia question, which I'm going to wait until we fill up the phones to read it because there's been a lot of Googling going on lately among Kansas City. It's a little rude. 816-476-7093.
So all you have to do is just talk to your phone, right? It'll pop up the answer.
Sure.
Is that way it works?
I mean, honestly, they could put it on voice to text when I read the question and Google it real fast. So don't.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Sierra.
Hi, Sierra. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Are you ready to try and win some money?
Yes.
Sierra, I really appreciate you raw dogging this thing and going in without Googling it.
Did you say raw dog?
Yeah. She's not Googling the answer.
I'm usually a Googler, like number three or four, where I'm like, okay, let me type this in really quick. But so yeah, kind of scared, but we'll give it a try.
I believe in you. We spend about 18 minutes a day thinking about what?
Dinner?
No, not dinner, but enjoy your day.
I spend that much on dinner every day. And lunch and breakfast.
Good morning, Mix.
There's a lot of time as an adult that goes into thinking about what you're going to eat.
What's the answer?
Is it the prices of groceries?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Your pet?
No. We spend 18 minutes a day thinking about what?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Our kids?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
A new job. Getting a new job.
No, but I do. Just kidding. Got him.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Lost you. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it daydreaming?
Sort of. You're on the right track, but not the answer I'm looking for. We spend 18 minutes a day thinking about what?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
The next day?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Planning our vacations?
I'm going to take that. The correct answer is going on vacation. We spend about 18 minutes a day thinking about going on vacation. What's your name?
Ruby.
Ruby, you get $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets, and you might get the chance to multiply your winnings.
Awesome. Thank you.
Then you could take a vacation, a nice vacation.
That's right.
We're going to put you on hold and come back and get all your info, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Enjoy your day. Hold on. Beautiful day. High 71. Welcome, all of you traveling for the Big 12 tournament. Welcome to Kansas City. Here's a story we're going to read that's probably, first of all, Tara, what kind of mood are you in?
Yeah, I'm going to scoot a little bit away from you just for my own personal safety.
Back away.
It's okay. It's just two nights in a row of no sleep.
Oh.
So it's one of those days where it could go like, she's soft-spoken. She's just a meager little woman. Or it's like, she's got feelings.
Okay.
50-50.
I'm going to go with the latter.
Yeah, same here.
Let's find out.
All right. So, Tara, this story's on Reddit. And actually, it's been getting a lot of exposure. It's been trending overnight. And I just was trying to look it up. And it's been taken down. Gee, I wonder why.
I think I know why.
All right. So, this man and his wife are expecting a daughter. His wife is still pregnant, and he wants to name the baby Nancy, and she is not into it. Why, you ask, Tara?
I do wonder why.
Because that's the name of his ex.
Oh, why does he want to name her after his ex?
His ex passed away. And he wasn't dating her when she passed away.
Okay.
But he says that the way I see it is that Nancy was very important to me for a really long time. She was my best friend, and losing her was just a terrible thing. And the best part of this whole story is when he talks about how his wife isn't into it. He doesn't understand why she doesn't want to name their daughter Nancy. And he says, I don't know if she feels insecure or maybe the pregnancy is stressing her. But she just won't drop it. I honestly don't see the issue.
That hit too close to home.
I kind of figured that.
Is this a pregnancy thing?
Thoughts, Tara?
I have so many thoughts. Honestly,
hold on. Let me read one more part.
Okay.
Where someone who was reading this said, it comes across as, hey, wife, you're my second choice, so let's name our kid after what would have been my first choice.
Okay, so I've had a lot of feelings about this in the past, where if you're with somebody that has an ex that passed away, like there's no reason to feel intimidated by them or threatened. You know, they're respecting somebody in their life. But at the same time, I'm not going to name my child after your ex. No matter how respect, like, we can spend one day a year being like, Nancy, rest in peace. You're no threat to me, but you were a great part of my husband's journey. But I'm not going to name my daughter Nancy. That's nuts.
Especially if you carried a baby around for 9 months and you want to name it after your ex?
Especially because your husband does no work to make the baby. He just has like one fun time. And then, bam, he's like, you did all the work for growing this child, so let's definitely name the baby after my ex. 1,000% a good idea.
What do you think about the part where he says, I don't get it. I mean, maybe she's feeling insecure, or maybe she's just stressed out from the pregnancy.
Or maybe she's a normal woman on planet Earth. You know what we should do? We should ask him. We should turn the tables. Let's name the baby after her ex and see how you feel about it. You wouldn't love it. It's just weird. It's taking a part of a chapter that she wasn't a part of and trying to drag it on through your life. It doesn't make sense.
Another user said, I'll be damned if I grow a baby for 9 months just to name it after my husband's ex.
Exactly. Seriously. I mean, my husband is a great dad, but there is no part of his body that's hurting right now as I grow our child. Not to make this about me. I'm making it about me. It's too relatable. I am so pregnant right now. My hips hurt. My pelvis hurts. My ribs hurt. Everything hurts. I feel like a blob all the time. Self-confidence is gone out the window. Things aren't great. And you know what he's on? He's on a self-improvement journey. He looks better and better every day. And then he's like, oh, let's name the baby after my ex. Not a chance in freaking heck.
So is this not a good time to say we've got John on the line standing by with a new baby name suggestion?
We have the name, we have the announcement of the baby.
Gosh, I would never.
Are you not naming your new baby Molly?
No. Whoa. Too soon.
Wow.
Too soon. That look.
Okay. That mean what?
Can I tell you something? Molly doesn't even exist, and that gave me a pit in my stomach. Immediate no.
Agoura Hills, Doja Cat. That's where she grew up. She just got off Instagram, right?
Yeah, she was saying over the weekend that she's decided to take a break from Instagram because she doesn't like the way it makes her feel, all of the comments and things that people say.
So we just were talking, and I want to know, Tara, how do you feel after this conversation we had a few minutes ago? And in case you missed it, here's what we were talking about.
There is a man who he posted on Reddit. It went viral, and then just now when I tried to look it up, it's been taken down. Gee, I wonder why. He said that he's expecting a baby girl with his wife, and he really likes the name Nancy. She's not into it. Gee, maybe because that's the name of his ex. Now, he says that it's because his ex was very important to him. She's passed away. This was after they had broken up. It wasn't like he was with her when she passed away. And he also thinks that maybe his wife is just insecure and stressed out from her pregnancy, and that's why she won't agree on the name.
That I wish you could see Tara's face right now.
Not feel happy. Maybe my wife's just insecure and stressed out from her pregnancy. Okay. So I also think this would be different. Teresa made a great point. If he was married to the woman when she passed away, then it might be like, that's a more significant part of your life. I'll toss it in. I'll throw you a bone. We'll get a middle name. Maybe. Maybe.
I don't even think I would do that.
Not even a middle name. No, I'm with you, Teresa.
I just, like, let's name our dog Nancy. What about that?
There's too many easy
too
jokes
weird?
For me on this.
Sorry.
I'm like, I got to just turn my mic off. That was so easy.
It doesn't.
You know where I'm going, where I was going to go.
It doesn't make the woman insecure or just pregnant because she doesn't want to name her new baby with her husband after his ex. That is nuts.
I think that women go through this a lot, and maybe husbands too. Whenever you're going over baby names, if you know anybody who even had that name, it can put a bad taste in your mouth. Like, I had a lot where my husband was, no, I dated a girl like that. I dated the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Oh, honey. My husband was a hoe for show. 90% of the names I wanted, he was like, I tussled with that name. We can't do that.
Do you really like to say
and I
like
was
that?
Like, oh my God, so cute. I love this about you. Let's go on. Let's go through more names.
Did your husband actually use the word tussled?
No, but I'm on the radio. On the text line, Emily says, I don't like this, but it would be different if she passed away when they were together. Yeah, that's the same thing I said. Laura wrote, if I was her, they would never find this man's body ever. This one made me laugh from Elizabeth. She said, hello, I'm a pregnant woman, not a pregnant lady. So a hell no, I'd want to murder him. I'm going to use that one.
I mean, does
I'm a
this
pregnant woman, I'm not a pregnant lady.
Does this marriage even have a chance? To me, this is a major screw up.
So I don't think the marriage is over because of this, but I think that not only will I not name my child after your ex, but I'm going to bring it up in any future argument. I'm like, remember when you want to name our kid after your ex? Ho.
But women love to do that. We have this little vault and we just take things like that and we just lock it up, save that for later.
Gosh. I just think it's the most outrageous thing ever. Like, I will respect your ex that passed away. I'm not threatened by her. I'm not worried about her.
Let me rephrase this, okay? Maybe somebody has suggested a name and didn't tell your wife that name was of an ex.
Oh, that would be so much worse.
I mean,
yeah, they're like 10 years down the road when your daughter is actually here and existing, and you find out, hey, you know where that name Nancy came from, right?
You like see your husband's college year or high school yearbook or something.
But if you never tell them.
They'll find out.
How will they find out?
They will find out. There's too many things about you that come up.
All right, Tara, how does that make you feel to think of that?
It's not a real scenario, Rocket, but if it was, I'd be pissed. On the text line, Jacinda wrote, my grandfather had a daughter with his first wife and named her Gloria. Then he remarried my grandmother, his second wife, and named their first daughter Gloria.
What?
Wow.
Why?
First of all, why would you have two kids with the same name?
Gloria.
George Foreman.
Yeah.
Did he
when
name
you pronounce
all his kids
Gloria?
The same thing?
Aren't all his sons George?
I think they're all George.
Alexis said this guy's naming rights have been revoked. We got it. It's a real story, Rocket.
Okay.
Your crazy example just got real. It says, my mom didn't know my middle name that my dad picked was his first girlfriend's name.
Come on, honey. We're going down to the government office and changing that birth certificate.
We are changing that kid's name.
But here's the deal. I really feel this has happened before in the past.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Rocket, I don't know the order of your marriages. Did you have your daughter with your first wife or your second?
First.
Okay, so you wouldn't have had this classic mix-up. But imagine what would have happened if you had your daughter and you're like, let's name her after my ex. That'd be insane. I don't think you'd still be here with us.
I do feel like you'd be the kind of guy, though, that would go, what's the matter? Are you just stressed out from your pregnancy?
Ugh, that's the dumbest. You know what? Let this be a PSA to all men in Kansas City and beyond. Don't ever ask your wife, because it's very, don't say, is this just because you're pregnant? Because it's very much along the lines of, is it your time of the month?
Do you need some chocolate?
It's very much in the same vein.
Honey, are you just feeling hormonal?
Wow. This says, I once knew a girl whose husband had a tattoo of his ex-wife's face on his chest.
Oh, no.
She passed while they were married, but still, how awkward. That would be awkward.
Yeah.
Especially because, again, if someone's deceased, like, you're not threatened by them, but it'd be kind of funky to, like, lay on his chest and see his ex making eye contact with you. I don't feel good about that. I feel yucky.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Mine's a funny weird. So I had this girl in high school who was my best friend. Oh my God, my best friend. Well, we ended up becoming unbest friends because she ended up dating somebody that I really, really liked. And then I ended up dating him. Well, then we ended up hating each other. She named her daughter Luna. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Luna. Here I am 15 years later. And I have another another daughter. And my boyfriend is dead set on the name Luna. Wow. Guess what our daughter's name is? What?
Luna.
Freaking Luna.
Freaking Luna. Freaking Luna.
So did Reddit really take down the story that had Tara so irritated earlier?
When I tried to Google it, it was a story about a man who wants to name his new baby with his wife after his ex that passed away. And it was trending overnight. And when I tried to look it up, it said it had been taken down.
I'm really afraid to talk about this next story after 8 o'clock that I don't want to feel like I'm picking on Tara, because that's something. Somehow I think this next story is going to make her even more
is
angry.
It a similar theme?
It's about bachelorette or bachelor parties.
Okay. I'm going to stay open-minded. But just know.
She's lying right now. All the words coming out of her mouth
I'm
are false.
I'm going to stay open-minded.
There's only so much this heart can take.
I know. So,
what's the matter, Tara? Why are you so sensitive about these things? Is it because you're stressed out from your pregnancy?
I think it's just like a pregnancy thing.
That's what the man said, by the way, to his wife, who didn't want to name their baby after his ex.
Mm. By the way, how did you feel about your husband going on bachelor party trips?
Like with other people or for his own?
She's like, you can have a bachelor party all by yourself in our basement.
And he loved it. He had so much fun.
Okay, make sure you stick around shortly after 8 to see Tara's reaction to the story.
Today, the Big 12 men's basketball tournament gets underway at T-Mobile. Oklahoma State kicks it off with UCF. That is at 11:30. And then Cincinnati takes on West Virginia after that. Catherine, Princess of Wales, she apologized for the confusion, remember, surrounding that doctored family photo yesterday.
Yeah.
And then she was seen leaving Windsor. Kensington Palace confirmed to NBC News that she was with Prince William and they were leaving their residence to attend a, quote, private appointment.
All I know is you said this at towards the end of the show, Rocket, this is really going viral. And all the conspiracy theorists are all over the social media. My gosh, this is dark and deep.
And they're all, I mean, it's not true, but there are so many crazy stories floating around. Like, for, I think the weirdest one I saw was that, you know, her sister, Pippa Middleton, her ex just recently passed away, was found dead. And the rumor is that Kate was pregnant with his baby.
Yes, and he was murdered.
That's the, quote, abdominal surgery.
Yes.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's everywhere.
People just want to make up conspiracies.
Again, I just don't get it.
None of that is true.
I feel like, did everybody miss the announcement the palace made ahead of time that was like, she's getting surgery, she's going to be out of the limelight for a while, bye?
I think people are curious because they're not giving any details, like what kind of abdominal surgery did she have and why is she having to be resting for so long. I've had many surgeries, none of them took me that long to recover
from. But the tabloids also overseas are so much worse than they are here.
Yeah, you know what I heard someone saying, I think it was just yesterday, was like, maybe she is feeling better now, but if she's given, like, I don't know, 6 weeks or whatever she was given to rest, wouldn't you take every moment, if your job, to be 1,000% on every second of the day?
Totally.
I would take every last second to recover.
Well, and I think what a lot of the conspiracy people also are wondering is, like, let's say there's nothing weird or out of the ordinary going on, but is she sicker than what they're saying? Like, yeah, that's kind of what I was gathering. More than just recovering from a surgery, that she's completely okay. Is she sick? Was there something else going on?
I mean, they really got into detail by dissecting that photo. I mean, so many different.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
I mean, they pointed out so many different discrepancies. I'm like, what in the hell is going
on
here?
Which is so dumb, though, because how many of us have played around with Photoshop and kind of jacked up the photo? I mean, all she did was mess up like a zipper and her daughter's sleeve. It wasn't like she changed their faces or anything.
Yeah, the faces weren't different, but I had somebody. I just saw this online. I don't know this person. Circle everything in the photo that was altered.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And I was like, oh my word. The only thing I noticed the first time was that the little boy's fingers were crossed. And then you start looking around, there's 8,000 parts that she altered. But and also, did she alter, or do they make her take the blame for it?
She claims she did it. Yeah. And we know that she's kind of an amateur photographer, mm-hmm. and to kind of have control of the situation, that's why she likes to take the photos of her kids, so that she's in control of what they release and what they don't.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. Another weird story this morning that everyone's talking about. A little boy is okay. You should know he's okay, first of all. But it's very weird because he was found in a Target store. So what happened was the parents filed a missing report about their 12-year-old son. And then Monday morning, when employees opened up this Target store in Columbus, the boy was inside. He had spent the night inside the Target. So,
that
okay.
So amazing.
Did his parents take him to the Target and then accidentally leave him? Was he with someone else and he snuck away and tried to get into a Target?
I mean, don't you think at 12 years old, you could like maybe find a phone and call for help or something like that?
Yeah,
you think you could figure it out. Just like Kate Middleton.
which also shows maybe he did it on purpose. Because yes, at 12 years old, you can figure out. Although these 12-year-olds don't know how to work landlines these days, Rocket.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
It's very true.
But also, does that Target have zero security?
Yeah.
How is there no motion detector?
It sounds like maybe he was hiding out on purpose inside.
Probably playing video games somewhere.
Trying to do some kind of a TikTok video or something like that.
Oh, that could be true.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, she ended up attending an Oscar party. She did not go to the ceremony, but her and Travis were at Madonna's after party. And some of music's biggest names are going to pay tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett in L.A. next month. This was just announced. Paul McCartney and the Eagles are going to headline this Keep the Party Going, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. It'll be on April 11th at the Hollywood Bowl. Eric Church, Brandi Carlile, John Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney. There's going to be like an all-star lineup, and people are probably going to be added to it.
Man, I would love to go to something like that.
Yeah, tickets go on sale later this week. That's what's trending on Mix.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Justin Timberlake, Selfish, one of Tara's favorite songs.
So it's a good, catchy song. I just think spoken by someone like Justin Timberlake, who hasn't been the most faithful of partners.
Huh.
It's not fair that you get selfish and jealous.
Let's just recap. So you're upset with him because he allegedly cheated, or we know that
on every
flirted.
Woman he's ever been with.
You also aren't super crazy about the new Ariana Grande song. And why is that?
Okay.
brief version.
Just real quick, because she broke up a family when she got with the guy that she's dating right now. And her response to people saying, you're not a girl's girl, was to release a song called Yes And.
Okay. Then you're going to really love what we just found, which is a viral video where apparently somebody caught a guy cheating.
We'll explain in 2 minutes. Greedy Tate McRae. Good morning. It's a Rocket and Tricia show. Get out and enjoy your day. 71 for the high. Once again, everybody in from out of town, welcome to Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament. All right, we're just going to play this audio of this video that's blowing up on TikTok. And it's just a lady who's coming back from Vegas.
Well, no, she's a big influencer. Her name is Tiana Wiltshire. This video has had over 18 million views.
18 million. Mm-hmm. We'll play it, and then you decide for yourself. Our phone number is 816-476-7093. You can also text to the same number.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. And also, I went to test the waters because I wanted to find out his Instagram so that I could DM you. And so I went over and I just said like, hi, like, where are you from? Whatever. And he was super flirty and didn't. And I said, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats. And I have his Instagram. I don't want to like out him in case I get like sued or I don't know. But if you think that this could be you, message me or comment and I'll send you his Instagram and you can tell me.
Is that women sticking together, or is that just her being mean?
Most of the people in her feed think it's women sticking together.
Wait, and how is that her being mean at all?
Yeah, she's trying to help. But listen to this. And she goes on to say at one point where she says, I'm not going to say his name, but his name was like at Tatums, and his name is Matt Adams, but she didn't want to say it. And if you look through the feed, girl on Amazon, there is only two Matt Adams getting married in 2024, and like everyone is doing all of the detective work going through here. As someone says, if your husband goes to Vegas for his bachelor party, call it right then and there. But it's just so funny how people are comparing it to that Risa Tisa. The one, yeah. You know, who the beep did I marry? And they're all like, we need a 50-part series now.
I mean, seriously, it's one of those things. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. 816-476-7093. And part of the caption, when I'm looking at, I'm reading it, is she being mean? That's not up to me to decide.
What part of it is mean?
Throwing him under the bus like that. Maybe she shouldn't.
He deserves to be thrown under the bus if he's cheating.
But how many bachelor parties that you think that have been that way, that has happened? Only now that social media is so popular that it's available.
That doesn't make it okay.
How many divorces do you think could have been canceled had the wife known her husband was a scoundrel before they got married?
That's not what I'm saying.
Could have saved a lot of stress.
I mean, who says that their lives didn't go on, they have kids, and now they're living a happy life?
That doesn't make it okay.
Look, I think people realize that. Have you ever been to a bachelor party? They get pretty raunchy. I don't even go anymore. I don't even go to weddings.
Wait. This is taking a weird turn.
No, why? I just think that, believe it or not, some women need to understand, there's men who do cheat in bachelor parties.
I think that Rocket thought we were going to jump on this girl, and instead we support her, and we're all going to jump on you now, because you seem to think it's okay.
I did not say it was okay.
So you don't even go to weddings because guys have bachelor parties?
I don't believe in marriage. I've told you that how many times?
So that's why you think she's being mean for outing the guy for cheating?
I'm asking the audience, what do you guys think?
Abby on the text line says she's a girl's girl for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'd like to see how this lady feels about it. I mean, it makes me kind of sad to think that this is how you find out.
Someone on the text line is confused. They say, wait, did she cheat with him knowing he was getting married? No. This girl witnessed it, and then she went over and kind of pretended to talk to him so that she could figure out who he was and get his Instagram.
Which is nice.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I say throw his ass under the bus.
Yes.
He should have been a better dude. End of story. If you go somewhere, you're right, bachelor parties get raunchy. That's why you should be more of a man, and maybe not you, but anybody in general should be more of a man and not go or change it to something different. Like if it's your own, like my husband and his family, well, not family, but all of his friends went to like, you know, a golf place and did their thing and had lots to drink and had a good time, but they didn't go somewhere where they got titties in their face. That's not cool, especially not if you're about to get married.
I don't know if you can say that.
Thank you.
I'm not mad, but I don't think you can say that.
Like Tara just unplugged her audio. I'm like, what? 816-476-7093. Do you know what this reminds me of, this whole scenario?
What?
Like a episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Because they're all jerks and cheaters.
They are all jerks and cheaters.
I've noticed it's interesting on our text line and also in this woman's TikTok feed, they're all saying men need to understand just because you're not technically married yet, you're not single. If you're on a bachelor party, it's because you're getting married.
And you made the choice generally to make a commitment to somebody.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I was calling because I am definitely a girl's girl, but that being said, I don't know if the fiance of that man would take it right. She might say, oh, it's not a big deal. We weren't married yet.
Turn your radio down, please.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
That's okay. Yeah,
much better. Thanks.
Yeah, I just think sometimes girls don't always listen to other girls either.
That's fair.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's true.
I don't know.
Fiance a little bit more.
I don't have any update on like if the fiance responded or I don't. All we know is this video.
Let me ask you: does this make you want to know more?
Yes.
That's what the people say. We need a 50-part series.
It's like,
what exactly did he do? How many people did he do it with? How long did you witness this action happening?
816-476-7093. I mean, she called out the location, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She called out what they were wearing.
Okay.
How do you not think that you're not going to get somebody's going to know what's going on.
Well, and the fact that it's had 18 million views and it's gone viral, that woman's going to find out.
Yes, absolutely. Anna says, if you think it's okay to cheat on a bachelor party, then you're not a real man. You're still in a committed relationship. This says, how about what a soon-to-be bride is the one who sets out at the bachelorette party? Does that make you think differently? I don't know what that question means. I'm so sorry. Heather says, I hate bachelor parties when my husband goes on them. A lot go to strip clubs. Jesselyn wrote, first off, what kind of woman goes up to a bachelor party and hooks up with the groom? Girl, get some therapy. She didn't.
She didn't hook up. She witnessed it.
She witnessed it, and then she went over and kind of made like a fake conversation so that she could figure out who he was and find his Instagram.
This one says, moral police, how do you know she didn't know? How do you know that wasn't their deal?
Weirdos.
Weirdos.
that's the thing. We don't know.
This says, what if it's not true and this girl got denied and just is trying to ruin his life because he wouldn't cheat on her?
Also, good point. We don't know anything.
This says, as long as he didn't get intimate or kiss anyone, just being flirty is the moment of the party. You should make the right decision to not cheat, and going to strip clubs don't make you a cheater. It's less obvious. He wasn't at a strip club. He was at a pool. She witnessed him cheating on his fiance with somebody else.
Yeah, I have a feeling that most women, and just most, not all, wouldn't get involved if you didn't see something legit.
Yes, exactly. You wouldn't waste your time if it wasn't to really help somebody out.
How many views already, Teresa?
Over 18 million views.
That's just crazy.
And they're all just like us. We need more.
I mean, seriously, I'd like to know more.
I just love the people here. Terry, you're good at investigative reporting. So we know his name is Matt Adams. He's getting married in 2024. Amazon says there's only two. Let's figure out his registry.
Okay.
You really do that?
Oh, Rocky, you can do so many things.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I definitely think this guy did something shady, but, like, in my experience, like, I see a lot of, you know, these influencers. They do a lot of stuff for the clout. And, like, what exactly did she witness happening? Like, did she go into the bedroom and be like, oh, they're cheating? Or, like,
My guess is they were probably making out at the pool. They were probably kissing and making out.
I will say, from personal experience, I went to that exact pool in Las Vegas and was disgusted by what I saw and would not go in the water. There is like a no rules policy at that pool, and it's disgusting.
Well, if that's the case, then absolutely he sucks.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Yeah, that's weird because once again, we do not know exactly what happened. Another question. Let me ask you, is kissing cheating?
Yes.
You're not married yet.
Oh my gosh, Rocket, we're going to punch you in the face so hard.
Yeah, you're in a relationship. You shouldn't be kissing anybody. But I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I want to know a little bit more information because, like, I know some Instagram users will definitely do whatever they can to get views and to get that revenue stream on their TikTok and be pretty messed up if they're doing that to ruin somebody's life.
Because she's getting paid. I mean, think about it. That many millions of views, you're right. She's getting paid.
I would like to know Tara's answer to that question. Tara, is kissing cheating?
Yes.
They're not married yet.
1,000% it's cheating. What kind of question is that, babe?
This is why years ago, and this was years ago, that the bachelor party kind of went away and couples started having engagement parties, like together, men and women, like a bachelorette party.
This is interesting. Melissa said, original poster said he gave a fake name so all the Matt Adams are safe. She also said another group had videos that they sent to the groom and the whole group blocked her, so that's suspicious. Interesting. Or is that the story they came up with together?
Mm.
Oh my gosh, the text line is blowing up right now. This says, I would do the same thing and expose him. But then again, I would never let my fiance go to Las Vegas for a bachelor party. We all know what happens there, let alone one in Vegas is 100 times as raunchy. This says, maybe folks should mind their business, not their relationship. This was just a clout opportunity for 15 seconds of attention.
All right, let's play the video one more time, and then we'll go to break. And we come back, we'll go to the text line there, because I know a lot of people are just now tuning in. So here's a video that, how many millions of hits?
It's just a woman who witnessed something. It's over 18 million views.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. And also, I went to test the waters because I wanted to find out his Instagram so that I could DM you. And so I went over and I just said, like, hi, like, where are you from, whatever. And he was super flirty and didn't. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats. And I have his Instagram. I don't want to, like, out him in case I get, like, sued or I don't know. But if you think that this could be you, message me or comment and I'll send you his Instagram and you can tell me.
Your calls, your text. Next. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Beautiful day today, high around 71. This video has gone viral, and we'll have an update of it. In case you're just now joining us, here's the video, and here's what happened.
It's a young woman on TikTok. Her name is Tiana Wiltshire, and this video has had over 18 million views.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. And also, I went to test the waters because I wanted to find out his Instagram so that I could DM you. And so I went over and I just said, like, hi, like, where are you from, whatever. And he was super flirty and didn't. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats. And I have his Instagram. I don't want to, like, out him in case I get, like, sued or I don't know. But if you think that this could be you, message me or comment and I'll send you his Instagram and you can tell me.
So Teresa has been working behind the scenes to get updates from this.
Yeah, because she has four or five follow-up videos, but they don't give us any new information. They're basically, she's answering a lot of the comments where people were trolling her. Just to make it clear, she knows that she said Sunday, March 9th. She meant Saturday. She is not the person who cheated with him. She witnessed the bachelor doing something, and that's when she walked over and, like, pretended to strike up a conversation so she could figure out who he was and get his Instagram. She knows it's the bachelor because all the men in the party were wearing pink hats, and mm-hmm. the bachelor was wearing a black hat. And she also says that she had someone else contact her who was there, witnessed a lot of the same stuff. In fact, she was her girlfriends were hanging out with, like, the guys in the group, and they shared videos, and then she sent some to this like some in the group, and they blocked her.
Interesting.
Man,
but
crazy.
She also says that even though that video has had over 18 million views and her follow-up videos have all had hundreds of thousands of views, she can't imagine that the bride-to-be hasn't seen it, but she has not talk to her.
Well, if anything, you're going to hear it. You know, a lot of radio stations do some of the same content, and it's like, how can you not mm-hmm. not know this? To me, this really is like an episode of Vanderpump Rules.
It really is. We have lots of comments on the text line. This person says, Rocket, I'm sorry, but is kissing cheating? Yes, that is 100% yes. The bachelor at the party could have had fun without cheating. Heather says, why not show the actual video then of them doing it? I agree with the last caller now. I think that she maybe will share the video with the actual fiance. She's just trying not to get in trouble.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get sued, and that's why she also didn't say his name.
I don't think she would get sued. I watch too many of these shows on TikTok. It's a public place. So she's not going to get sued if she shows her video.
I don't know. What's the definition of doxing someone? Do you have to give, like, their home address for that to be illegal, or
yes.
can you totally describe
but
someone and their actions?
If you're just at the pool filming something, that's public. You're out in public.
Yeah, I'd still be nervous if I was this person also.
She was just trying to help out a fellow woman, and she, it's like, she wants to be involved, but not too involved, I guess.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
When you and I were talking about this between songs, isn't there a video where somebody called her out and asked, would you do this if a female bachelorette party was going on? And she said yes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, it's not about that. It's not men versus women. She just thinks that's wrong. And there were a lot of guys who trolled her and accused her, or basically said, it's not like what you said, Rocket. Is it cheating? They're not married yet. And she said, I just can't believe all these comments. Like, yes, it's cheating.
Jeff said, why was there a female with them at the bachelor party? That's what I'm not understanding. That's the whole point of this, is that there were females with them acting inappropriately. The groom cheated. And again, the girl that made this video witnessed it.
Yeah,
she did not cheat with
them. Explain the place, because it was a very public place.
It's this big party pool where everybody's dancing. Yeah. There's a super loud DJ. Three drinks are $150, just FYI. But it's gross. I mean, there's fluids taking place. You don't want to go in that water. If you're me, I was grossed out. And everybody's just kind of hanging out with everybody. It's not like they were in a hotel room, although maybe they were. Not like they were in a hotel room and there were girls there.
We should make it clear, by the way, if you're just tuning in, everything that you just said kind of makes it sound like you were at the party.
I actually really witnessed it.
You were at that same resort, so yes. You are familiar with the pool, but she was not there at this.
Yes. Really did. If you're listening in the background, man, that Tara, she's pregnant with me. That girl knows how to party. I'm like, wow.
I took the baby bump to the pool and I was like, check this out, fellas. And for some reason, they didn't want to get with me. It was so weird.
Florida. You guys remember when we had him at Power and Light for a show and he was like 2.5 hours late?
Yes. Tara, that was one of your first big things with us, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
I think so. I just remember he smelled real good once he finally got there.
He was very, very late. Powered Light is packed right now, so welcome a lot of you in from out of town for the Big 12 tournament.
Yep, we've got OSU and UCF at 11:30, and then we have West Virginia and Cincinnati at 2 o'clock today.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave, we always do this.
It's our time to slow down and just take a second look. A 12-year-old boy reported missing over the weekend is okay and was discovered yesterday. He apparently had spent the night in the Target store.
Oh, what a
dream. His parents reported him missing, and then they found him in the Target store.
I would have so much fun if I was overnight in a Target.
I would, too.
I'd play all the video games and toys.
And on the way there, he's like, you feel that? That bomb, bomb, bomb? It's where the heart is. And then he lost his shoes, and he went to Target
That's
to get
Walmart,
new shoes.
Tara.
Yeah, but same dose.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
This is the 2024 version.
Get your white trash rom-com straight.
Sorry.
Tara, will you please name your baby Americus?
Done and done.
Kansas City, until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.